Patents and the intellectual property they represent have become an international business. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is racing to keep up. Its new dossier initiative lets applicants more easily see what's going on around the world. Mark Powell is USPTO's Deputy Commissioner for International Patent Cooperation. He says the initiative starts with the importance of patents to the U.S. economy and jobs creation.
So where does the global dossier come in? An American inventor, large or small, can seek patent protection in the U.S. through our office, but that only applies here in the U.S. If he seeks worldwide protection, he must apply for patents in say, Japan, Korea, in Europe, and so on. And this is where things start to become expensive. In each of these regions, patent examiners are essentially doing the same thing, that is, researching past activity in the technology and applying their local law to determine whether the invention is worthy of a patent. Needless to say, there's a lot of duplication here, and it's very inefficient. So an inventor seeking global patent rights must pay patent office fees and legal fees and so on all over the world. And where we can simplify things and harmonize things, money can be saved. And also where patent examiners across the globe can share their work related to a given invention, we can make the system more efficient and really improve the quality of patents by sharing opinions on patentability. More efficient means less cost, and higher quality means more value in a patent portfolio. So here's the key. If the system can reduce costs for the innovation community, it means that more innovation can be protected. From the sole inventor to the largest corporate entity, there are limited fixed budgets to exploit intellectual property rights. And the more money that can be saved per invention, the more inventions that can be protected, frankly.
So as an inventor, what is it I would encounter if I want to try to patent something worldwide?
Yes.
Would go to an online portal and submit my patent application?
Today, most of the major offices do, in fact, have electronic filing, but there's no central portals to do that. That's one of the aims in the longer term of the global dossier, is to be able to have a Amazon-like one portal, you know, one-stop shop where all the worldwide patent activity can take place. We haven't quite gotten there yet, but hopefully in a few years that will come to pass.
The dossier access that you have initiated, how does that differ currently from just online patent filing?
Okay, so what's new here is this one-stop portal to give you access to the files of the five major offices around the world, right? Today, if you wanted information about a patent application or a granted patent, one would need to go to each public portal from each of many offices, right? The Global Dossier combines those into one portal and also adds a number of features. For example, showing when offices do work on an application and so on. And in one place, the results of the examination of an application can be seen, very much a cost savings thing. So today it's access to information. As we move forward, it's actually actively doing things with patent applications from a single portal.
So this is giving people that are filing the chance to see what else might be going on in these other countries, in other words.
Well, that's true, or more particularly that someone paying attention to what's going on with an invention can go to one place and find out that information with regard to that invention. Very important for due diligence and other things.
And so in the future, you would be able to track what's happening with your particular application through this dossier and be
yes.
connected to the Global Dossier Initiative, which is multinational.
Correct. And track your own and also track perhaps your competitors to see how their invention is playing out both here and abroad.
All right. So what is the timeline for launching this? I guess it's up and going now. And what do you plan to do with it to get to that final state where it's fully part of that international system?
It's up and running now as far as the access to the information, and what we have to do is continue to work with the stakeholder community to come up with the business services that they require to get us to the ability to, for example, file applications all across the globe from one portal. There are certain legal hurdles to that need to be overcome and procedural hurdles. The key to this entire initiative has been working with the stakeholders to build what they want, right? In the past, we've had the build it and they will come model, which has been hit or miss, frankly. The process here with the Global Dossier Initiative has, from the very beginning, has been one of stakeholder engagement, right? So we engage the stakeholders frequently. We've established something called the Global Dossier Task Force to get input as to what they need in their system. After all, the system belongs to the innovators, really not to the patent offices.
We're speaking with Mark Powell. He is the USPTO's Deputy Commissioner for International Patent Cooperation. The stakeholders that you have mentioned, is it who did you work with specifically? Is it the IBMs, the Hewlett-Packards, the Apples, the big chemical companies, or were small businesses and small inventors part of this also?
Okay, that's a very good question. So it's not particular companies themselves, but we've had a number of very successful focus sessions with small inventors and universities. And also, we have the Global Dossier Task Force, which includes really associations such as the American Intellectual Property Law Association here in the U.S., the Intellectual Property Owners Association here in the U.S., but also associations from around the globe, for example, the Japan Intellectual Property Association. Those are our main constituent bodies that we work very, very closely and very, very frequently with to glean the requirements that they need so that we can build those. I'm very proud to say that the first release of the Global Dossier essentially incorporated everything that they asked for the first time through. And the stakeholder community is incredibly pleased with this and has a lot more requests of us to work on as we go down the road.
Now, as you develop the more specific services that will be online later on down the line, are there international standards that you have to follow to make sure that the U.S. system is compatible, in a data sense, with all of the other five around the world?
Yes, there is. There's data standardization, but also, very importantly, there's the need to hopefully standardize procedural matters, right? So today, offices ask for information up front, like the name of the inventor, the name of the attorney, correspondence address, and so on. But every office has a different form for requesting that same information, which is expensive for the applicant to have to pay for services to fill out these, very similar but different forms. So part of the Global Dossier Initiative is efforts to standardize these things so that we can reuse one form for all offices. This is a very, very simple example.
And is there any worry about the fact that this easier flow of information among these countries could also increase the chances of intellectual theft? I mean, let's face it, we are dealing with China, which is both a trading partner and an incredibly important economic partner, and yet one that we suspect of not honoring intellectual property standards of protection that the rest of the world has.
Well, that's a very good question. Of course, all of the information that's in the Global Dossier is already available, just simply in different places. Patent applications are kept secret for the first 18 months from filing, generally. And our offices, as well as all around the world, have extremely tight security when it comes to protecting the confidential information. But after that 18-month marker, everything in a patent application is generally public.
So nothing changes in with respect to what other people can see about what's happening. It just makes the information flow that much easier for the applicant.
That's exactly right.
Mark Powell is the Deputy Commissioner for International Patent Cooperation at the Patent and Trademark Office. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.